The Book of Thoth, written by Alex Raynham. Prince Setne is the oldest son of the pharaoh. He lives with his brothers and sisters in a beautiful palace by the River Nile. But it isn't easy being a prince.
Wake up, great prince. You've got an archery lesson and a riding lesson this morning.
Oh no, I can't do archery and I can't ride a horse.
The pharaoh watches the children's archery lesson. Princess Nefertari can shoot well, but the pharaoh is worried because her brother, Setne, is terrible.
Setne can't shoot well, but he's going to be a pharaoh one day.
Nefertari can help him. They can practice together.
Setne is happy that Nefertari is helping him, but he doesn't want anyone in the palace to know. So they go across the Nile in a boat to practice archery.
Oh no, I missed.
Come on, let's go and find your arrow.
The children look for Setne's arrow, but they find a tomb.
Let's go inside.
But it's dark.
It's okay. We can use the torches.
They light the torches and go into the tomb. They find a beautiful golden room. There is a scroll on a stone table. Nefertari opens it and reads.
This is the Book of Thoth. Read it and you will know everything.
Great! Let's take the book.
No, there's a curse. It says, don't take the book from this tomb. Terrible things will happen.
But Setne wants to know everything. The book can help him to be a great prince. So he takes it. The children leave the golden room. Then suddenly they stop.
Snakes! The tomb is full of snakes!
Snakes hate fire! Quick! Use your torch!
The children run out of the tomb, but Nefertari is worried.
Take the book back! It's dangerous!
No! I want it! I want to be good at everything!
That night in the palace, Setne reads the Book of Thoth. He reads a story about a horse. Then he goes to bed and dreams about riding a horse. The next day, Setne's parents watch his riding lesson. They are very happy.
Look at me!
Very good. You can ride well now.
You're fantastic, Setne.
Later, Setne reads another story about an archer. Then he dreams about shooting arrows. The next day, there is an archery competition, and Setne wins.
Well done, Setne.
Prince Setne is very happy, but Nefertari remembers the curse. That night, she has a dream. In her dream, the Egyptians are very hungry. That summer, it is very hot and the flood is late. The River Nile is dry, so the farmers haven't got any water.
The flood is late.
My people are hungry.
Nefertari talks to her brother.
Remember the curse, Setne. Take the book back to the tomb. Then the flood can come.
No! The book helps me to be a great prince.
Nefertari is angry with Setne.
Don't be selfish. Great princes help their people.
That night, Setne dreams that it is raining and the valley is green again. There is water and food, and the people are happy. Setne knows the right thing to do. In the morning, Setne rides across the dry river with the book. Nefertari watches him. Then she goes to their parents. Setne rides to the tomb. He is afraid, but he goes in. This time, there are no snakes. He puts the Book of Thoth in the golden room. When Setne comes out of the tomb, it is raining. Water, stones and mud are coming down the hill. They are closing the tomb. Setne rides back across the Nile. But it is flooding fast, and soon the water is very deep.
Come on!
Setne can't ride very well anymore because he hasn't got the book. But he holds on to the horse. Slowly, they cross the river. In the village outside the palace, the people are very happy. They are laughing and shouting.
It's raining!
The Nile is flooding!
We aren't hungry now!
In the palace, Setne's family are waiting for him.
I took the book back to the tomb.
Yes, I told our parents all about the book.
My brave prince, you saved Egypt.
One day, you will be a great pharaoh.
Setne smiles. He doesn't need the Book of Thoth anymore.